The sacred GPS. Today we are going to learn about the Mizbeach, the altar, and specifically we are going to be talking about its location. Second chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira begins HaMizbeach, the temple altar. Mekoymoy mechuvin b'yoyser. Its location is very exact. Ve'ei mishanan eisem imkoymoy lo'ilam. It can never be changed, that exact location. Extremely precise. As it is written, v'zeh Mizbeach le'ola le'Yisrael. This is in the words of King David. King David builds the Mizbeach before the Beis HaMikdash is built. And he says, this is the Mizbeach. Now, what does that mean, this is the Mizbeach? There was a new Mizbeach built afterwards. You cannot be, the Vizeh can't refer to the actual structure because King Solomon actually rebuilt the Mizbeach. So it has to be Zeh, this spot. Uba Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're soon going to hear there's another version in the Rambam that says Uba Mizbeach. Ne'akad Yitzchak Avinu. This is the site that our father Isaac was bound in the Akedah. Shanemar, as it is written, V'lech lecha, you shall go El Eretz HaMoriah. And of course, the mountain is called Mount Moriah. The Ne'amar, and it is written, V'yiven Shlomo et habayit Bahar HaMoriah. And so we have in the Book of Kings and the Book of Chronicles, Melachim and Divrei Hayomim, respectively, we have this idea that Shlomo had built the Beis HaMikdash and the emphasis is on Mount Moriah. And with regard to Avraham Avinu being sent off for the Akedah, the location given is Moriah. So from this we understand that Moriah is the place. Now, it's really important for us to understand and appreciate that the Rambam is telling us these details because the history of the Mizbeach, of the altar, is actually a part of the Halacha. This is not just a history class. Precisely because the location is so exact, that's why the halacha is the Mizbeach has to be built in a specific way. And how would we know that it's so exact? Only by analyzing the deep history. Umesoras b'yad hakol, very interesting language Rambam uses. It's ubiquitous, ubiquitously known. Of course, I would suppose he means amongst Jewish people. Shahamakim shabana bay David ushalaymai ha-Mizbeach, the place that King David first built the Mizbeach, and then afterwards King Solomon. Begoyra and Aravna, when the threshing grounds of Aravna, who at that time occupied the Temple Mount, until David HaMelech took it away from him, or paid for him actually. Hu hamakoyim shebona bei Avraham amizbeach va'okad lov Yitzchak. Now we're hearing something else. Not only is Mount Moriah sacred to the Jewish people from time immemorial, not only is this the place of the Akedah some 37 centuries ago, but even 3,000 years ago when David HaMelech established Har HaMoriah as being the ground zero of Jewish spirituality and began to build his eternal capital, our capital Yerushalayim, that spot of the Mizbeach was extremely precise, in exactly the same spot that Avraham Avinu built the place of the Akedah, v'hu amokim, and that is the place where this is not really Jewish history per se now, but it's just history, human history that Jewish history builds on. This is the exact spot as Noach built an altar, kishe yotzem in hateva. Incidentally, that means that Noach did not build the altar next to where the teva nestled, because the teva nestled in Mount Ararat. And according to Christian archaeologists who found very compelling evidence of the actual teva, which is probably true, probably correct, but then the PKK or something started the next revolution and the Turks closed it down. But they did find some very compelling evidence that there is no likelihood to see Ararat till today, and there is what we would call, you know, the presumed remains of the ark. So most people assume that Noach came off the ark and built the Mizbeach. But in fact, the Rambam says that's not the case. Noach traveled all the way from Turkey down to Eretz Yisrael, where Noach spent the rest of his life, incidentally. And that's where he built the Mizbeach, in the exact same spot that Avraham Avinu later built the Mizbeach. So there's a very deep history. V'hu, going even deeper into human history. Hu ha-mizhikra v'alav kayin v'hevel. First human beings who brought an offering to Hashem, Cain and Abel, this was the site of the Mizbeach. And if that's not enough, Uvoy Hikriv Adam HaRishon, the very first human, Yitzir Kapav, the one who was formed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he brought a korban in that spot also. And furthermore, Umisham Nivra, it was from there that Adam HaRishon's body was formed. As our sages tell us, Adam imikoyim kaparasa nivra. A person was created from the site where he will be able to obtain pardon from God. Now, of course, the problem with this is that we believe that Adam Rishon was created in Gan Eden, which is somewhere in Iraq, if you follow the coordinates of the rivers that are flowing. But that just means, our rabbis tell us, that the earth to form Adam was scooped up from the spot of the Mizbeach, brought to wherever Adam Rishon's body was created, and then later Adam was created. So now we know that this is like you need a sacred GPS. How are you going to find the spot? And not only is the spot exact, but the Rambam goes on to say, Midos HaMizbeach, the measurements of the Mizbeach, Michuvanos Harbei, are extremely precise. Vitzurasai, and its particular form and shape, its style is Yedua Ish Me'ish, which has been passed down from teacher to pupil, generationally. Mizbeach Shabanu Bnei HaGola, the Mizbeach that was built by the children of exile, who are we referring to? Those who came from Babylon. That was Kein Mizbeach Sha'asad Lihibonis Asa'uhu. They made it in the image of the Mizbeach that was going to be built, will be built in Meretz Hashem by Mashiach. The Rambam says, Ve'ein Lehesif Al Midasei Ve'le Legroi Mimenu. You may not add nor subtract from the space. The exact size of the Mizbeach is very precise as well. So who had the sacred GPS? How do we know where? How do we know how big? Says the Rambam, Vishaloisha Nevim Oloi Mohem Min HaGola. Three prophets came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael in the time of the second coming, when the second coming for Jewish people, which means the second coming to the land of Israel, the Biashni as it's called. We came to Israel with three prophets. Echad, one prophet, Heyed, he bore testimony, Al Mekayim HaMizbeach. There's your answer. You want to know who is the sacred GPS? The prophet had the GPS. He had it. So he knew exactly, he said, this is the spot. Echad, Heyed, Lehem, Al Mekayim HaMizbeach. One gave the precise coordinates and size. So we knew where it has to be built. Now we know how large, the shape, and so on and so forth. And finally, why do we need the third? Well, we needed the third because it took time till the Beit HaMikdash was built. We just had an altar. And the question was, may you offer offerings without having an actual structure, just having an open-air altar? So, well, we had a third Navi who said to them, yes, makriven al mizbeach hazeh, we can bring offerings on this mizbeach, as David HaMelech did before the second Beis HaMikdash was built. Kol HaKorbanos, all the offerings, not just Korban Pesach, all the offerings, afal pi she'ein shem bayit, even though there was no home there. The Rambam goes on to talk about the exact size of the mizbeach. He tells us the mizbeach was 10 amot high, and amma is, liberally speaking, 18 inches. So we're talking about 15 feet high. By example, I think this room is about 12 feet high. So 15 feet high is pretty.
Oh, no. Much
16. Sorry, 16 feet high. Okay, so to the top of that window over there, that's the height of the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach was 32 amot by 32 amot at its base. So it's about the size. It's a pretty big structure. Pretty big structure. And the Mizbeach, the fact that we say that the Mizbeach has to be three amot, three cubits, so this is, so to speak, addressed with the Mizbeach. It had various gradations. So it started off wider and then it got narrower and narrower. It's a little bit of a tower. It's not as wide on top as it is on the bottom. At some point, the last portion of the Mizbeach was only three amot high. And that, my dear friends, is a Mizbeach location and history for you.